Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Yud Aleph. And we begin at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom on Yud Omid Beis. We're learning today for Refuah Shlema, for a little child, a baby that's undergoing a procedure today. Mitzvah Hashem should be successful. Sechaya Avram Ben Basha Brocha. All those in need of Refuah Shlema should have one. Besoch Shara Chola Yisra. We're also learning Lili Nishmas Yumi Ostreicher, whose short site was a little bit ago, but I just received the information today, as well as Perla Topiel, Perla Bas Ephraim Nochum. And as well, we're learning today, the Yahrzeit site is Rosalie Pollock, Royals Bas Gershon Manis. All the shows we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So we pick up with a new Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, five lines at the bottom. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer, if a person says, now there are different girsos over here, I'm going to try to be consistent and read it all the same way, but I'll keep the girsa that we have in our Gemara and explain it. So when it says la chulin, some say it means lo chulin, and then that will be consistent with the rest of the Mishnah, which says lo kosher velo dochi. Others have throughout the girsa la chulin, lo kosher, lo dochi. So it's all the same pattern, either la with the word, or it's low with the word. And it means the same thing, according to the simple understanding of the Mishnah, when we say the person said that lo chulin sha'ochal lecha, it shall not be chulin that which I eat from you. In other words, it shall be kachim. In other words, he's making an edit that this object, or the food in this situation, should not be permitted. It should be like a carbon. It should be something that is prohibited, that came about through a neder, as opposed to if you were to say that something is an isser. If there's an isser in the Torah for a person to eat, for example, to eat chazir. So if you say this should be to be like chazir, so then that's not something that was a neder that made it usser, and therefore this din of hatfosa, of taking effect on something else, doesn't apply. So that's a general statement that the Ran makes, and we apply it over here. So when a person says, la chulin, or lo chulin, sho'ochalacha, it shall not be chulin that which I eat with you. In other words, it should be kachim. And therefore, that is going to be a valid neder, making that object osur. So all that food that he says that belongs to you is osur to me. Similarly, lo kosher, if a person says, no, it should not be kosher. Now, that seems to be like saying chazir. So what does this mean over here, lo kosher? So the Rush explains that Ibn Masr, lo kosher, he says, mashma lo kosher, Ella posel, the meaning v'ainu kachim, the shayach bu kashrus upaslus. So this is also a reference to kachim and not to reference to something like a chazir. As the Ran points out, and I mentioned this earlier, if you look in the last words on Yud Amud Beis in the Ran, he says, v'havale kematvis bedavara asur v'lo mitzah. If it was talking about chazir, it would be just something that's asur, and then the neder would not take effect. But here, it's talking about a item such as a carbon, which the nether does take effect on, and it is matvis on, and therefore it is asur. So a very important distinction over here. Lo kasha doesn't mean something like chazir, but it means something like a carbon. Then he says velo dachi, and he has the word tahar. And the Ran says it's obvious over here that it means also lo tahar. Lo dachi, lo dachi is a lashon of tahar. And therefore, when he says lo dachi, it means it's not tahar. And then tahar, obviously, the Ran says, is also lo tahar. And then we go into the next words, v'tomei notes or pigul, so that is different. That is, those are the items themselves. So here, the lo dachi, that which I eat to you should not be considered dachi. It is not dachi. In other words, it should be aser. And therefore, this is a valid neder. And likewise, when he says it should be not tahar, in other words, it should be tame, it should be something that is usr, like a vow that he took upon a carbon. And therefore, this situation, all of these lashonos would in fact make the item, that which he says, anything I eat from you should be lo chulin, lo kosher, lo dochi, lo tohar. In other words, they should be forbidden. Then if the person says the lashon, tame sha'ochalacha, or he says the lashon, it should be like nosar, or it should be like pigul, so all of these things also, they're also matvis, the lashon that he's saying over here, that which I eat from you shall be like its tame, shall be like its nosar, shall be like its pigul. These are all things that a person vows to make them into a carbon, and then it becomes tame, nosar, or pigul, and it's forbidden to eat. So in all of these things, this is a proper lashon of hatfosa, the vow that he's taking now can grab onto that, because it was something that was vowed, and therefore, all of them, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, would be asur. The items that he's saying, from you, I will not eat, are in fact not able to be eaten. Now the Rush points out, by Tameh, we could have thought maybe it meant truma, and truma is something that is not a vow. So therefore, maybe it should be in fact good. So we say, by Nedarim, we go after Stam Nedarim Lahachbir. And unless you know specifically that that's what he meant, so then you have to assume the worst case scenario when you don't know. And therefore, that's why we say if he says Tameh, it would in fact be Matis on the item, and it would be Usr. Then he says, Ki Imra. Now here the key word is the Ki, which means like. It should be like Imra. Imra, the Rush says, is like a carbon, like the carbon tomid. So therefore, it should be like Kitle HaKarbon, like the sheep of the carbon tomid. Or, he says the Lashon, Kedirim. It should be like the pen where they keep the carbonos. They would keep the carbonos for, let's say, carbon tomid. They would keep them in a pen, and they would check them 4 days before the carbon was offered, then on the third day before carbon, or the second day carbon was offered, so they would go and check it out. That's one opinion the Rush says of Kedirim. Alternatively, the Rush says it's talking about Lishkas HaEitzim. This is talking about the place where they stored the wood that would be brought as the carbon Eitzim every day, the Shnei Gezir Eitzim that were brought in the morning and in the afternoon. So if he says this food of yours, Sha'ochal Lucha, should be like the Imra, or should be like the Kedirim, or should be ke'etzim. Here it means certainly the shnei gezira etzim. If you didn't have the kedirim as the lashon of the lishkas etzim, so then this makes very good sense. Or ke'ishim. And here we have the Rush says either it means ke'korbanos, so it should be like a carbon. And he brings on the Yushami that says it means the eish of the mizbeach. Or he says ke'mizbeach, it should be like the mizbeach. Or ke'hechel, or it should be like the hechel. Or it could be ke'yerushalayim. And all of these, it is matvis, that he says, sha'ochla, that which I eat should be like these things, and it would be a valid neder, and the food would be also to him. Or if he's not there, the echad be called mishamshe mizbeach, or any one of the utensils of the mizbeach. The Rush gives examples over here, and he says, it could be the mizrikos, these are like the various bowls that they would do the zrika from, or the machtos, the various types of pins that they would make the menachos in, or the mizrigos, the various types of forks that they would use to arrange the different korbanos on the mizbeach. So these are all items that are essentially designated to be hektish by people donating them or taken from various funds that were donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So all of these also, in this situation, afapishalohiskir carbon, even though he didn't physically say the word carbon in any of them, nevertheless, harei zeh nadar b'carbon. It has the equivalence as if he said this food should be like a carbon, and therefore it is also. So all of these lashonos that we have in the Mishnah until now are all going to be valid lashonos to be matvis the nether, and when he says this, sha'ochal lecha, the food which I would eat from you, so they're all going to be asur, all valid lashonos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, if you were to just say Omer Yerushalayim without the kaf, and the Ran and the other Mefarshim and the Daf say, this applies to all of them, not just for Yerushalayim, this applies to all of them, from Ki'imra, Ki'dirim, Ki'etzim, Ki'ishim, Ki'mizbeach, Ki'hechol, Ki'Yerushalayim, if he didn't say the Chof Hadimyon, if he didn't say the word like, so then lo amar klum, then it is not considered a valid lashon of neder, and the items would not be asur to him when he says Yerushalayim ochalucha. And as the Ran says beferish, because he didn't say ki Yerushalayim, he didn't use the Chof Hadimyon. Okay, that's a very difficult Mishnah to understand, and now we go to discuss it more in the Gemara, and we turn to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara starts off and says, Savrua, in the Beis Medrash, they assumed that my lechulin, when it says the word lachulin, which we've explained, it means lo lechulin lehevi. The word should be understood as meaning lachulin, it should not be chulin. In other words, it should be el carbon. It should have the status of being a carbon. And this is a lashon of hatfosa. This takes effect on the food. Sha'ocha lucha should now have the status of not being chulin. In other words, it should be like a carbon. And as if the person said, your food should be like a carbon to me. And therefore, it's a valid nether to asa you from eating that food. Now, who is the author of our Mishnah, the Gemara asks? Mani Masnisa. It can't be Rav Meir, because Rav Meir doesn't hold you can make a nether in such a fashion. Because Rav Meir, if you're going to tell me that this is the opinion of Rav Meir, les le michlal lav ata shomeya hein. Rav Meir has a famous shita throughout Shas that from just making a negative statement, it should not be chulin, you can't learn out the positive, that therefore it should be kachim. So Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. Where do we know that Rav Meir doesn't hold like that? From the lav, from the negative, that you imply the positive. So Rav Meir doesn't say lo l'chulin, it should not be chulin, means it should be kachim. No, we see that Rav Meir doesn't hold like that from the following Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah tells us, Rav Meir Omer called Tanai she'eno kitnai b'nei God u'b'nei Ruvain eino Tanai. If in fact a person makes a Tanai and he says this should be this in this situation, but it should not be this if it's that situation, so it has to be what's called a Tanai Kofel. It has to have both components, the positive and the negative. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Godim and Bnei Ruvain, if you go into Eretz Yisrael and fight along with your brethren, with the other Shvatim, and you go conquer Eretz Yisrael, so then the Eivar Yadim will be yours. But if you don't go in and fight with the rest of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, then the Eivar Yadim will not be yours. So this is called the Tanai Kofel, the double point. It has the positive, if you do this, then this will happen. And it has, if you don't do this, then this will not happen. So that is an essential component, if you wish, of a Tanai. It has to be a Tanai Kofel, like the B'nai God, B'nai Ruvin. That's a paradigm for all Tanoim. And therefore, if he just says, Lo L'chulim, it shall not be chulin. You can't automatically imply that therefore it shall be kachim. So therefore, our Mishnah cannot be authored by Rav Meir. Mara says, so who then is it? We only had the two shitas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, that we had in the previous shurim. El Rav Yehuda, it must be the authorship of our Mishnah, must be Rav Yehuda. But that can't be, because the last line of the Mishnah said, Eima Seifa, Rav Yehuda Omer, Homer, Yerushalayim, without the Chaf HaDimyon, Lo Amar Klum. So, me the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda. Since the Sefer is coming to state, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the implication is that until now, it's not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, who is our Mishnah? We only have two Tanoic opinions that it could possibly be Rav Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. And we just showed it can't be Rav Meir because it doesn't have a Tanoic Kofel. And now we're showing that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda because the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, implying that the Reisha is not Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says no. In fact, the entire Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda. Kula Rabbi Yehuda. And this is where we have to read the Mishnah. When the Mishnah tells us all of the Chaf Dimyon, Ki Imra, Ki Dirim, etc., and Ki Yerushalayim, so it means to tell us, V'hachi Tani, Shereb Yehuda Omer, if you don't say the Chaf Dimyon, if you just say Omer, Yerushalayim, Lo Amar Klum, you must say that Chaf Dimyon for all of those descriptions of the Kalim or the items in the Beis HaMikdash, you must say it should be like that. If you just say Yerushalayim, if you just say Imra, if you just say Dirim, that would not be a valid neder. It wouldn't be matris on it, and therefore Rav Yehuda is the author of the Reisha as well as the Sefer, and the Sefer is just telling us because Rav Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim alone is not enough. You must say the Chaf HaDimyon. The Gemara now questions this and says, really? Does Rav Yehuda say that if you say the Chaf HaDimyon, it in fact is matvis and it's a good neder? V'chi amar ki Yerushalayim l'Rav Yehuda mi mitzar? Does Rav Yehuda hold that it will be usher in that situation? But we learn in the following braisa that he doesn't hold like that. V'otanya, the following braisa says beferish that Rav Yehuda omer, homer ki Yerushalayim lo amar klum. It says beferish that he doesn't hold like that. Ad until sheyidar bedover hakarib Yerushalayim. He has to use a lashon. It should be like something that is broad as a carbon in Yerushalayim. So then it's a lashon of hatfos, a valid neder. But Rabbi Yehuda clearly states that if you just say ki Yerushalayim or any of the others, that would not be a valid neder. It has to be achyidar bedover hakarib Yerushalayim. So therefore, that's not considered a valid neder according to Rabbi Yehuda. Problem. How can you tell me that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Someone says no. In fact, Kula Rav Yehuda he, however, Utrei Tanoia, Libra Rav Yehuda, the Tana who learned our Mishnah disagreed with the Tana who learned this Braisa. And both of them, the Tana of our Mishnah said, this is Rav Yehuda's opinion, and the Tana of the Braisa said, this is Rav Yehuda's opinion, and we have two different versions of what Rav Yehuda said. One of the Tanoim who said over the Mishnah or the Braisa misunderstood Rav Yehuda. Only one of them obviously can be correct. Rav Yehuda didn't say both of them, and one of them made a mistake. And therefore, that's why we have a seeming discordance between Rabbi Yehuda, but obviously one of the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is incorrect. And the Ran explains this clearly in the bottom Ran, the Ramasu Tretanoia Libra Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana of Amishna, the Tana of the Masnisan, Shavar, he holds that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, Daito al Dover Hakar Yerushalayim. When you say Ki Yerushalayim, Amar Ki Yerushalayim Mitzah, it means by definition something that is carving Yerushalayim. Whereas the Tana Barah, the Tana of the Braisa, Shavar, the Daito al Eitzim Yalavadim, when he says Ki Yerushalayim, it means like the sticks and stones of Yerushalayim, which is not something that is a nether in its osir. And therefore, Ba'ach Yidar, Bedover Hakarev, until he says it should be Achidah Bedover Hakarev Yushalayim, you have to assume he means the sticks and the stones, unless he says Dover Hakarev Yushalayim, and therefore that would not be a valid Lashon of Neder and Lo Mitzah. The item would not be, in fact, Aser. So we have two different opinions as to what Rabbi Yehuda's position is. Now we turn to Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we quote the following braisa. Tanya, we learned in the following braisa, if a person uses a lashon of chulin shani ochelcha, or hachulin shani ochelcha, or kachulin shani ochelcha. Now here he uses the lashon of kachulin, it should be like chulin. So now, whether he says the lashon of bein sheochelcha, or bein shelo ochelcha, whether he uses the lashon of it should be chulin what I eat from you, or hachulin what I eat from you, or kachulin what I eat from you, or he uses the lashon of chulin shelo ochelcha, or hachulin shelo ochelcha, or kachulin shelo ochelcha, in either such scenario, it should be mutter. The item doesn't have a lashon of hatfasa, and it doesn't become aser. So whether you use the lashon of that which I eat from you, or that which I don't eat from you, it is permissible. And the Ran explains, it's very simple. When he says chulin, it should be chulin, that which I eat from you, so that's pshita. The top Rani says, kisho chalucha pshita, the shari, because he said, anything I eat from you should be like chulin, or it should be hachulin, or it should be kechulin. It's all one and the same. It's pashut that that's a lashon that doesn't aser anything. However, even if he says, ubishalo ochalucha nami, he says, even if he says, that which I don't eat from you shall be chulin, or hachulin, or kachulin, implication being, the things that I do eat from you will not be chulin, in other words, they'll be kachim, even there, he, the amalei, amash olucha, lo yechulin, that which I eat from you should not be chulin, that's the negative implication, but, ha, ukumina lo kirameya, this brisa holds like rameya, the less lay, michlal lav, ata shomea hein. So, this is not the Tanai Kofel. If he just says, that which I don't eat from you shall be chulin, implication is, that which I do eat from you shall not be chulin, it shall be kachim, it shall be a valid nether. But no, you don't learn out implications. You don't learn out the lav from the hain. And therefore, this brice is authored by Rav Meir, and therefore, it's not a problem in any lashon over here. Chulin, hachulin, kachulin, when he says, ben sha'ochelcha, ben sha'ochelcha, it is mutter. This is Rav Meir's opinion. That's the Ran's understanding. But if he uses the lashon, we continue in the brisa, lachulin sha'ochelcha. Now, this normally means, lachulin means lo chulin sha'ochelcha. It shall not be chulin, that which I eat from you. In other words, that's a negative, and the implication is that it shall be a karban, asur. Now, this is problematic, because we just said, if this is Rav Meir, so it should be nothing, because Rav Meir doesn't hold, michlal lav atashmei hein. So how come, when he says, lo chulin, so why should that be in this situation? When he says, lo chulin sh'ochalucha, the implication is that it should be kachim, that which I eat with you, but if this is Rav Meir, that shouldn't work. So the Ran says there are those that are not goristis. Simple. You're not goristis. And that solves a lot of problems. If you look at the very end of the Ran, lachulin sh'ochalucha asur, he says, lefikach, yesh misha omer, delo garsina le, hocha klau. However, so there are those that are Mekayimus gears in the name of the Ravid, and they say that lachulin garsina below vav, and therefore mishum hachi mistar de bechalos toda ka'amar. The word is not chulin, but is chalin. So he's saying this should be like the chalos of the toda, lachalin, not lachulin, shochalacha, and therefore it is aser. So that is the only way the Ran says that you can up. Keep this girsa over here, la chulin, when you really say it's la chalin shochala. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense if you're saying that this is Remeir. The Rosh and Tosus have other ways to learn this, but we'll learn it simple like the Ran. Finally, the Braisa concludes and he says if he uses the lashon la chulin lo ochalacha, it should be lo chulin. It shall not be chulin lo ochalacha, that which I don't eat from you. In other words, that which I don't eat from you. It's not to be considered chulin. It will be considered like kachim. So the implication is that which I do eat from you will be considered like chulin. So therefore, that certainly is mutter. Whether you hold like Rav Meir or not, here it's certainly mutter. Even if you hold that michlalav ein atashomei hein, so it, either way, it will be mutter. So therefore, that is the conclusion of this brisa. Now, the Gemara says, Reisha Mani, who's the author of the Reisha? So we said, that's Rav Meir he, because the less le michlalav atashomei hein. But then Ema Seifa, look at the last part. Lachulin lo ochalucha mutter. If he says, that which I do not eat from you shall be not chulin, and therefore there's not a problem, even according to Rav Meir, so this seems to be consistent that we're saying that the Mishnah is Rav Meir, but on the other hand, but not. We learned in a Mishnah, which we'll learn in a couple of days, on Daf Yud Gimel, It says, well, it's not la carbon. If the person says, it shall not be a carbon, lo ochal lecha, that which I don't eat from you. So in that situation, Rav Meir is oser. Now, why would Rav Meir say in that situation that it's oser? He says, la carbon, it shall not be a carbon, that which I don't eat from you, implying that which I do eat from you will be a carbon. But that's an implication. And the kashalon, but we had a kasha over there, ha'lesle michlal lav atashmehein. Rav Meir's opinion doesn't learn out these negative implications from the statement. So therefore, when he says, la carbon, it shall not be a carbon, low carbon, that which I don't eat from you, implying that it shall be a carbon, that which I do eat from you. So everybody else but Rav Meir would say that that's a valid nedder, but Rav Meir should say that that's not a valid nedder. So how do we explain that? Rabbi Abba said, Naseh, it's as if the person said, Ke Omer, Le Karbon Yehei. That situation is as if the person said, Le Karbon Yehei. It shall be a carbon, Lefikoch, Lo Ochalcha, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. So he reinterprets that, La Karbon, Lo Ochalcha, to mean that it's as if the person said, it shall be a carbon, and therefore I will not be able to eat it from you. So according to Rabbi Abba's understanding of Rav Meir, so then we should say the same thing over here too. We should say, this is what our Brisa, the end of the Brisa says, that we want this neder to be effective, so therefore it's as if the person said over here, Hachi Karmale lo chulin. Here it was saying not le carbon, it should be a carbon, but here we're saying it should not be a chulin, it lo chulin lehave, and therefore lefikoch lo ochal lecha, and therefore I will not eat it. So we are learning the words, it's a little bit complicated. We're learning the words la carbon to mean le carbon, it should be a carbon, and when the wording learning the word lachulin to be lochulin, seemingly opposite understandings. But the bottom line is that we're trying to have them be a neder in both of these situations. So the only way to understand them, for both of them to be a neder, would be to understand it in the way I just said. When it says lachulin, it means it should be a carbon, and when it says lachulin, in order for it to be a neder, it should be lochulin. Therefore, lo chulin, that which is yours, shall not be chulin, and therefore, leheve, it shall be not chulin, lefikoch, therefore, lo ochal lecha. So, what we simply have here is in an attempt to make both of these nedarim work, so just like we made the neder work in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel to be la carbon, meaning lit carbon, lo ochal lecha, so the neder works, or meir oser, so why over here don't we also say lachulin lo ochalecha instead of mutter? We should try to make the neder work, and it should be usr. Now this is a little bit difficult to understand why we're saying la carbon means it should be a carbon, lit carbon, and when it says lachulin means lo chulin. Why should we have this distinction? So if I'm understanding the Ran correctly, at the very end of Dibur Masel, Yomar Rabbi Abba, so the Ran says that we're trying over here, just like when we said lachulin sh'ochalucha, we said aser, it was, we changed the word lachulin to be lachalin sh'ochalucha, so to over here, we should be trying to make, when he says lachulin lo'ochalucha, we should also be trying to make it a valid neder, and that's why we're questioning over here, why didn't we make this into a valid neder, and just like we made lachorbot and lachalin into valid nedarim, why don't we make over here lachulin into lo'chulin lo'ochalucha, meaning it shall not be chulin, it should be kachim, that which I will eat from you. In other words, I cannot eat it for you. Lefikoch lo ochal lecha. Again, if I'm understanding the Ran correctly, he's trying to say, how come we don't do the same thing like we did lachalin and like we did lekarbon? Why don't we do the same thing over here, lachulin, in order to make it lo ochal lecha, lefikoch lo ochal lecha, and therefore it should be usher? Why did the Brisa say mutter? Again, a little bit complicated. I hope my understanding is correct and clear. And let's go to the answer now. So Gemara says, no, the Tana of this Brisa, Haitana, Sovelo Karameya Bechada, Upoligale Bechada. He agrees with the Rav Meir in one respect, but he disagrees in the other respect. So yes, it's going within the Shita of Rav Meir, but it's not going 100% within the Shita of Rav Meir. And that is as follows. Sovelo Kavasi Bechada, he agrees with the Rav Meir in one regard, and that is the less le michala batush mehein. He agrees that the mayor holds tnai kofel. That's not in dispute. That's certainly clear that that's Rav Meir's opinion. And therefore, you can't say over here that michala b'atu shemehein. And therefore, in that respect, he fully agrees with the mayor. However, Upaligale, he disagrees with him in one other respect, v'chada, and that is, he disagrees with the Remeir's understanding that la carbon means le carbon, that it should be a carbon, that which I eat from you. And therefore, that he disagrees with, and therefore he won't understand the end of the Braisa in the way that we just suggested from Rabbi Abba, that it should be understood, and therefore, in that respect, he disagrees with the Remeir, and therefore, this Tana concludes the Braisa, the words, lachul and lo ochalcha, as being mutter, as opposed to the way Rabbi Abba had suggested that Rabbi Meir would learn it, and that would be that it means lo chulin, it shall not be chulin, it shall be kachim, anything that I eat for you, and therefore lefikach lo ochalcha. So in that respect, he disagrees with the understanding of Rabbi Meir, and therefore he concludes the braisa with lachul and lo ochalcha is mutter. Again, this is somewhat complicated, and I hope I said it clearly. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two is a lot simpler. Rav Ashi Amar, when you're reading the Braisa, don't read it la chulin, which means lo chulin, lo ola ochel lecha, but read it as le chulin. Ha diyamer in the Braisa, lo chulin, don't read it as lo chulin, read it as le chulin. In other words, he's saying, this shall be chulin, that which I don't eat from you. The implication of that would be, that which I do eat from you shall not be chulin, but that would be an implication of a negative. Michlal lav atash mehein, and Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. So therefore, Rav Ashi says the brisa, don't read it as la chulin, but read it as le chulin, and therefore it's not a problem why we say mutter. I b'hod amar lo le chulin, in a situation where you say lo chulin, it should not be chulin. So in that situation, then the mashma, the understanding would be, lo lehave chulin. It shall not be chulin ela karbon. So that's a positive statement in that sense. And therefore, Rav Meir would say in that situation, it is a valid neder because he's saying, lo lechulin. This shall not be chulin, that which I eat from you. And therefore, that's as if he said a single positive statement. And even Rav Meir would hold that that would be, in fact, osur. The neder would be matvis. So the difference over here between the Breitzer and the normal understanding of Rav Meir is whether you pronounce this lo chulin, la chulin, or le chulin, it shall be chulin. Okay, that's the second teretz, Rav Ashi's teretz. Okay, a very difficult little sugya over here. Now we go back to the Mishnah, and we talk about the Mishnah where it said, if you use the lashon of tohar, the tome, nosar, upigo, osar. Now again, the way the Ran understood tohar, it really was lo tohar. So really dealing over here with the tome, nosar, upigo. But Rabbi Rechama asked the following shaylah: Hare alai ki besar zivchei shlomim li achar zrikas domim. Rami Rechama asked, if the person says a lashon of hatfasa that this item should be like the basar of shlomim after you do the zrikas dam. Now shlomim is kachi kalim, and once you do the zrika, so the meat is permitted to be eaten, and there is no isser on it. Before this week, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Nobody's allowed to eat the meat. So therefore, if he says that this item in front of me, this food in front of me, should be like, hare alai, ki besar zivchei shlomim, but after the zrika, when it's permissible. So is this food, the item that's in front of me, he says it should be like the shlomim after it can be eaten. So mahu, does it mean that it's asur, or does it mean that it's mutter? In other words, he's asking, does the fact that he's saying after the zrika change it around? So the Gemara says, if he says it exactly this lashon, it doesn't make any sense. What's Rami Rechama's question? The hetera komatvis. So that can't really be his question. So that can't be Rami Rechama's question. So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. Kigon, what did the person say? The mochis besar zivchei shlomim. There was some shlomim meat there that had had the zrikas adam and was permissible, and umachis the hetero gabe, and there was a kikar there or something there in front of him that was now the question of the neder, and he says, Omar, zeh kozeh, and the person said that this kikar should be like this basar shlomim after the zrika. So my, that's what Rami Rechama was asking in this situation. Do we say that it should be like this meat that's here in its current state, or it should be like this meat in the state that it was before the zrika? That's Rami Rechama's question. My, be karo komatvis? Do we say that he's saying that it should be like the original condition of the shlomim meat, which is that it's osur until you go and do the zrika? Or be'atera komatvis right now, after the zrika, when it's mutter? So that's Rami Rechama's question. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Toshma, nosar upigo, we had in the rest of the Mishnah, it said that if he says that this kikar in front of him should be like nosar, or it should be like pigo, the Lashon of Hatfasa does take effect, and it is a valid neder. So we turn to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. V'hanosu apigul li'achas zrikas damu. You can only have nosu apigul after the zrikas damu. So you see, in that situation, it is, even though it's after the zrikas dam, it still has the original condition. So therefore, the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question, it should be that it should be like the shlomim meat before it had the zrikas dam, and it should be aser. I realize I didn't define nosar and pigal. I assumed everybody knew what they are. Nosar is meat that is left over after the time period that the meat is allowed to be eaten in. And pigal is, there was an improper machshava. The person who was bringing the karban, the kohen, let's say, had an improper machshava that he was going to eat this beyond its zman, outside its proper zman. So that's what's called the pigal machshava, and it's also to eat that. If a person eats that, eats a kezayis of that meat, he'll be chayiv karis. In any event, the only time you can have nosar and pigal is after zrikas adam. Before then, there is no din of nosar and pigal. So just like by nosar and pigal, it's after the zrikas adam, and yet it's a valid lashon hatfasa, and the nether takes effect. So too, the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question is that it does take effect. However, Amalei Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Nasan, Benosar Shel Ola. No, we're not dealing over here with something that is only Nosar Pigal after the Zrika. We're dealing over here with an Ola. An Ola is Aser. It's like Benosar Shel Ola. The Ola is already Aser. An Ola is not eaten at all. So Nosar and Pigal referring to something that normally could be eaten, and here the Ola can never be eaten. So when he says the Nosar, it's talking about Nosar of an Ola. That's what Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Nasan, wants to explain, that you can't bring a raya from Nosar and Pigal. Rav says that's incorrect. Amalei, Rav says to Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Nasan, Im Kain, let's say Bibsar Ola. Why are you using the lashon of Nosar? The entire Ola is Asar. Why do you use the lashon of Nosar? So he says, no. Lo mi boy kamar. Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Nasan, says back to Rav, Lo mi boy kamar. The Mishnah is teaching us that it wasn't necessary to say this. That din is obvious. Lo mi boy kamar. You didn't have to tell me over here, Lo mi boy basar ola. You didn't have to tell me basar ola that if the person says this should be like the meat of a basar of an ola, that it would be asur, the neder would take effect on the item. It would be a valid hatfasa because the ha bikarban kamatvis, because he's attaching this status of this loaf of bread to be like the carbon. So of course that would be no good. That's a valid lashon of a nether. And of course the kikar in front of him would now have the status of this ola. He said so. So therefore it's a valid nether. However, no sir pigul the ola it's tricha, but it's a bigger chiddush, and that's why he said specifically no sir shal ola, because obviously basar ola, yes, but even if he said the lashon of no sir shal ola, it would go and take effect. Why is that? Because no sir pigul the ola it's tricha, because so could that mean I might have thought that ki isu no sir ki isu pigo, when he says it should be like no sir, it should be like pigo. So bahavale kematris with dover aser, that is something that is aser. Pigo and no sir are themselves aser. You don't make an edda, this should be no sir, this should be pigo. You make an edda that this should be a carbon, and then after the zrikas adam, it can become no sir if you leave it too long. It can become pigo if you had an improper machshava during one of the avodas. So I might have thought that using the lashon of nosar or pigal by an ola would in fact not be asur. It wouldn't be matfis. It would be like saying this should be like chazir. This should be like something that is an intrinsic isur, like chazir. So I might have thought if you use the lashon of nosar or pigal over here, v'havalei kematfis v'dover asur, like saying it's like a chazir, v'lo mitzar, and it paradoxically would not be a valid nether, because it can't be something can't be a nether on something that was intrinsically asur. It had to be something that was vowed to be made asur, like we brought down in the very beginning of the shiur for the Ran. And therefore, kamash malon. So the chiddush over here is, yes, of course, if you say it should be like basar ola, it would be basar. But even if you say it's like the basar of nosar or pigal of an ola, then that in fact would still be a valid neder. We don't view this as being matvis of her asur, but we view this as being matvis on something that was a carbon. And because it was a carbon, and now it's beyond its time, or there was a pigal machshava, it still is considered, it's also because of the carbon aspect, and therefore the neder can in fact take effect. This is a very tough shiur. Certainly the second part was, I think, a very, very tough shiur. But Baruch Hashem, we got through it. I hope it was clear. And with this, we conclude today's shiur.